recently, well, I'm not sure when, actually, but they've already performed at Carnegie Hall, debuting as part of the Kronos Quartet Workshop, and they also opened for Kronos Quartet at Z-Space as part of Kronos's Under 30 series. They're all under 30. They're all here. They're all amazing. Otis and Doug and Taya and Kevin are here. They are who everyone's been talking about if you went to the house concert, Friction Quartet. You're listening to them in the background right now. They're playing. You have two more opportunities locally to go see these guys tomorrow night at the West Haven Center for the Arts, and then Thursday at the Space. That's 92 Sunnybrae Center in Arcata. Welcome, the four of you amazing under 30 people, to the KHSU homepage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, nice job. So, one of you's local.
Yeah, that's me.
And so did you drag all these guys to town with you? Is that how we are so fortunate to have these performances locally?
Yeah, I did. But also, they willingly came. They really like this area, not surprisingly, because it's very beautiful and the people are very generous.
And let's go around and say hi. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
How's it going?
Very well.
Tell us something interesting that we want to know about you guys. First off.
Well, we formed... almost five years ago. Our 5-year anniversary is coming up in September.
How'd you meet?
Well, we all attended the same school, the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Kevin and I are the co-founders, and we originally met at Eastern Music Festival in North Carolina. And then Kevin, Taya, and I all kind of reunited at Zephyr Music Festival in Courmayeur, Italy, in the Alps. And that's where the idea for the quartet first formed.
I bet that was a really awful place to play.
Oh, it's disgusting, yeah. It's just mountains everywhere and rivers.
No good food. Yeah. No good ice cream.
Bad pasta.
Yeah. And you are, you're on the cello.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Taya, why don't you say something to us?
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Welcome to KHSU.
Thank you for having us.
And you play the viola?
Yes, I do. Mostly viola.
Since how old?
Viola since I was 11 and violin since I was 3. So it's been a long time.
You don't even remember life without those instruments.
Not even a little bit.
She's the earliest starter in the quartet.
She is, uh-huh. Suzuki?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell us something about the quartet, if you would.
We have an interesting project coming up. We just recorded in Seattle with steel pan player and composer Andy Akiho. And we did a music video for one of his pieces, and I'm really excited about that, so...
Should be released in a few days.
Yeah. Fantastic. On
Second Inversion on YouTube. Second Inversion produced the video, and they'll be putting it on YouTube. They are part of the classical King FM Seattle station. They specialize in new music, and they produce really nice videos for ensembles.
Mm, fantastic. Welcome, Otis.
Hello.
Homeboy.
Yes. Hometown boy.
And you studied with Rob Diggins from an early time.
I did. He really fostered a great love of Haydn for me. And you actually know that because you were at the concert.
I was there.
My first chamber music concert was a bunch of Opus 20 Haydn quartets.
Heartbreaking. It was so beautiful. You know, just to watch you up there as such a young person, you know, with so much courage was really heartbreaking. I mean, I was like, oh, my God.
Well, thank you.
And it paid off.
Yeah, thank you. And I mean, it is right now. I feel very fortunate.
And you found some nice friends to play with.
Yes, they're all very nice people.
And you're living in San Francisco, you mentioned. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, I live in San Francisco. Actually, two of us live in San Francisco. Taya and I live in the Sunset District of San Francisco. Doug lives in Oakland. And Kevin lives in Berkeley, so we're not too far away from each other that we can meet very frequently and rehearse.
And tell us something interesting about the band other than that you are the first ensemble in residence at the Center for New Music in San Francisco, and you're coming up on your year.
I would say that something interesting is our repertoire choices. We like to play all kinds of music from all kinds of different cultures and backgrounds, and we really don't like to limit ourselves in terms of what we will play and won't play. And I think that's created a really interesting and unique repertoire choice where we play a lot of new music. We also play a lot of standard music, and we kind of incorporate all of the things we learn from all these different places into all of the music we play.
It's amazing. We're listening to Lady Gaga underneath. You guys can't hear it, but I can. And Kevin, Otis, you play violin, of course.
Yes.
And then Kevin, you are also on violin. Welcome to the homepage. South Carolina boy?
Yes, hometown boy from South Carolina.
Say that again because I didn't have your mic on yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hometown boy from South Carolina.
That was kind of sad because I set it up so So, welcome to Humboldt County. What do you think so far? Other than there are too many cats.
I love it here. being a redhead, the sun can be kind of hard on my body, but the fog and the cool air just feels awesome all the time.
And so we found out how you met these guys. What is something you'd like to share about the quartet, if you would?
Well, something that we do a little bit differently is Otis and I alternate first violin. A lot of quartets usually have one first violinist, and there's also been a long tradition of the quartet being named after the first violinist, and our quartet has a much more democratic way of working, and Otis and I can't stand the idea of playing first on every single piece, because playing first violin is really hard. Mm-hmm. Also, second violin parts can be some of the cooler parts in a quartet, and luckily we haven't had any issue deciding who plays first on what. And it's been really, really awesome playing both first and second.
Mm, really amazing. And how long have you been playing violin?
I started when I was 11 in my public middle school.
In your public middle school?
Yeah.
Yay for music in schools.
Seriously, oh, yeah. I agree.
And that's one thing I mentioned in one of my things that I was able to mention about you guys. You play in schools for underserved populations. When I first read it, I said underdeserved. I thought,
oh, no.
Wow. Then I had to look again.
Yeah, so we actually recently made a short documentary film with Meridian Hill Pictures in Washington, D.C., and we visited a bilingual charter school, Mundo Verde School, there, and actually my best friend Brandon Kramer of Meridian Hill Pictures directed the film. And the film profiles our educational outreach program, which we are very excited about, and we think it's the most important work that we do as a string quartet. And actually, just this morning, we played at Arcata Elementary and had a blast. And then a few days ago, we played at Pacific Union Elementary. So that's an important part of our work that we want to do more and more of. And the film, you can find, it's on YouTube. It's called Friction. You should be able to find that.
Just Google Friction.
Friction, yeah. Meridian Hill Pictures.
Uh-huh. And then you mentioned you're going to be playing with a jazz great. Who is that?
Yeah, Fabian Almazan. We're going to make our debut at SF Jazz with his trio. He's a Cuban pianist who has put out several albums of original music that incorporate string quartet. So we'll be performing with him on August 12th, and then we're also going to be part of an orchestra performing with Brad Meldow, who's another incredible jazz pianist. That's also going to be at SF Jazz in October.
And again, you're listening to Friction Quartet. They're playing tomorrow night at the West Haven Center for the Arts, 7 or 8 p.m., you guys, do you know?
7:30.
And then Thursday at the Space, 92 Sunnybrae Center, and that is in Arcata, and that's at 7:30 as well. And let's go around. We're already out of time. Actually, we went over, but Taya, you said the least amount of things, so would you be kind enough to introduce the whole quartet for us?
The names?
Yeah, everybody's names, full names, last names. Do you know everybody's last names?
I hope so. Oh, no. We have Kevin Rogers on violin and Otis Harriel on violin. I'm Taya Warbelow. I play the viola, and we have Doug Matches on cello.
And where are you going from here, Taya?
We go back to San Francisco after this and then to Detroit for the Shouse Institute. And then to China. Harbin, China for the Schoenfeld competition, and then to Aarhus, Denmark for the New Music for Strings Festival.
Well, I don't have to wish you good luck. You have all the good luck you need, and you've worked hard to earn it. So thank you all for joining us on
thank
the homepage.
You for having
and
you.
Go ahead and say a global goodbye to everybody. Cause,
global goodbye.
Global goodbye.